those of you who don't know me, I am Willie Batson. I'm one of the elders here at the church, and I'm filling in for Pastor Kelly today, which I have no problem doing that. I love it. This is a terrific day that we have, and I want to welcome all of you this morning, especially if you're visiting with us. We're so happy to have you on probably what is one of our most favorite Sundays through the year. It's Baptism Sunday at Grace Community Church. Woo! It is that day when we celebrate, a great day of celebration, celebrating stories. We're celebrating the stories of the lives of people who are going to be baptized today. People in our church who have made that decision to believe in Jesus Christ, to turn away from their old life and to begin a new life and declare that He is Savior and Lord of their lives. They have confessed their sins. They've asked Jesus to forgive them and to cleanse them from their sinful ways, and they've made a decision that they want to walk after Him. They want to follow Jesus for the rest of their lives. It is a great day of celebration. Amen. It is a great day of celebration as we watch them profess publicly before all of us their faith that they have personally made in their hearts and in their souls and in their lives, their personal faith in Jesus Christ. And they're going to declare that as they are baptized today in the water that we have here. But this is also Palm Sunday. And Palm Sunday is the day when we recognize the triumphal entry of Jesus into the city of Jerusalem when He was here on earth. Up until that particular day, there were those who wanted to openly declare Him as the King of the Jews, as the Messiah, the Savior that had come, but He would not let them do that openly until this particular day. And as he got on the back of a donkey and was moving from the Mount of Olives across the Kidron Valley into the city of Jerusalem, all the people, His disciples and followers, children and adults alike, they were grabbing palm branches off of the trees. They were grabbing palm branches much bigger than this one I'm holding. I don't even know if you can see it. Maybe. Can you see it? Maybe if I put it against this background, you can see it. But much bigger. They were taking them off. They were putting them on the ground. Those that couldn't get to the palm branches, they were taking off their cloaks and laying them down. And Jesus was going into Jerusalem on the back of this donkey. And as He was going, all the people declared that He was the Messiah. This was their day. Just like the people who are being baptized today are declaring publicly that Jesus is their Messiah, their Savior. On that Palm Sunday, that triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem, the people were declaring Him as their Messiah. Now, they had a little different idea about that, which I don't have time to go into, but as far as they were concerned, He was their King, and they were openly declaring Him as such. And in Matthew 21, verse 9, I need to slow down. I'm really excited today. I'm a little hyper here. Are you keeping up with me? I think normally I got to get a 30-minute sermon into 15 minutes, so I'm talking really fast. But anyway, yeah, I'm trying. But Matthew 21, verse 9, the crowd shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David," which was another title for the Messiah. "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven." And so they publicly declared Jesus as their Messiah as they professed their faith and belief in Him. Now, some of you know that I just got back from 2 weeks of touring Israel. And a week ago yesterday, I was in Jerusalem with a group of 30 people, and we reenacted the Palm Sunday Road. Now, we weren't quite as exuberant as I think the crowd was back originally when Jesus walked into it, but we sang a song that was written by one of the leaders of our group specifically for this particular walk. The words are, Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. The people spread out their coats on the way. They cut down the branches from the trees nearby. They shouted for joy to their God. The Son of David is coming today. I captured some of this in video.
Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. The people spread out their clothes on the way. They cut down the branches of the trees nearby. They shouted for joy.
That's why I'm a little bit hyper this morning. I'm still just floating, you know, from doing that. But this is the Mount of Olives. Across there where you see that gold dome, that's the famous Dome of the Rock. That's the Temple Mount. And just to the right of it, below where there's a tree, just to the right of that, under the earth, it has not been unearthed, is the gate that Jesus entered into Jerusalem. So it was really special to be there, to celebrate that particular experience and to declare, even though we were not waving branches, but we were declaring Jesus as our Messiah. So this is a tremendously wonderful day to be able to call this Baptism Sunday as individuals are declaring their faith, but we're also remembering Jesus coming in as the triumphal Messiah and King. Our triumphal Messiah. Now, let me talk about Baptism Sunday for a few minutes here. Most of you are probably here today because you knew it was Baptism Sunday. You wanted to be here maybe because someone in your family, a friend, is being baptized. They invited you to come and witness this very important step for them. And that's great. I am really thrilled. We're just so happy that you have chosen to honor them in that way. It's a very special time for them, and I know a very special time for you to be here. And some of you who are here today, you may not be familiar with what we're doing. In fact, some of you may have shown up here today to visit our church for the first time, and you're going, oh, wow, this is interesting. I've never seen anything like this before. Or maybe you've been taught something different about baptism than what you're going to see here today. So I want to take a few moments to just explain some things about baptism. In our church, baptism is a big deal. It's a big deal. It is one of the oldest and most significant, most important spiritual practices for the followers of Jesus. It goes back to the first century. It goes back to the beginning of the church. And in our church, there are two things we do that, two acts, two remembrances that we do that connect us with the first century church. Taking communion and baptism. And so it's very important. Baptism's a very big deal for us, and that's why we like to have a service of celebration like this. Why do we do it? Good question. I'm glad you asked. Why do we do it? Well, there are two primary reasons why we do it. First of all, Jesus set the example for us. Jesus was baptized. In Luke chapter 3, verse 21, when all the people were being baptized, this was after Jesus was in the wilderness. He's coming now as an adult to begin his ministry. And John the Baptist is there in the Jordan River, which, by the way, I stepped into the Jordan River while I was in. You're just going to have to put up with me talking about my experience in Israel. I actually threw Jordan River water over me. But anyway, John the Baptist was there baptizing people, and Jesus came, and he was baptized as an example. He didn't need to have his sins washed away. That wasn't why he was baptized. But he was baptized as an example for all of us to follow. And so that's one reason we baptize. And the second reason is that he commanded us to do it. He told us. He told his disciples before he went back to heaven in Matthew 28:19, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And so why do we baptize? We baptize because Jesus set the example. We baptize because Jesus commanded us. The word that comes to my mind is obedience. We do it to be obedient to him. Now, what does it mean? What does baptism mean? Let's look at the word. The word baptize, in the biblical word baptize means to dip, to plunge, to immerse, or to cover. And so you're going to see people today in this baptismal pool here. You're going to see them immersed. They're going to be totally put under the water, covered with water. And to those of you who are being baptized, I just want you to know that I'm a retired pastor. I have done these kinds of things over 40 years, almost 50 years, and I've never lost anyone yet. Everyone that went under popped right back up. So don't be concerned. But this is there is a first time. No. So the word baptize means to immerse, to completely cover. It also is an outward sign of an inward change brought about by the grace of God through Jesus Christ. It powerfully describes what God has done and is doing in a person's life. And I want you to be clear on this. Baptism is not a practice that saves us from our sins. The act of baptism doesn't save us. It doesn't make us right with God. All of that is done by Jesus Christ on the cross. It was sufficient. And what we're doing now, what I did years ago when I was 16 years old, and what the people are doing today, and what some of you who maybe didn't come here planning on doing may decide you want to do this, you are declaring an outward sign of an inward change, a decision that has been brought about by the grace of God through Jesus Christ, his death on the cross. Baptism signifies that you identify with Jesus, that you've entered into a relationship with him, that you're joining with him in his death, in his burial, and in his resurrection. Listen to how the Apostle Paul talks about it in Romans 6:3-4. Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? That is, we were identified with him in his death. We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Baptism signifies that you identify with Jesus Christ, his death and his resurrection. So when those who are being baptized are put completely under the water, it's symbolic of their dying to the old way of life, the direction they've been going in. They're dying to that. They are identifying with the death of Jesus. And then when they come up out of the water, it's symbolic of their identifying with the resurrection to new life, just as Jesus was raised from the dead. I really think that the mode of baptism we use here today, immersion, is the fullest way of explaining and identifying with the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Baptism also signifies that you have repented of your sins, you have asked for forgiveness of your sins, and you've been forgiven. We read in the book of Acts how the Apostle Peter stood up in the city of Jerusalem after the death and resurrection and ascension of Jesus back into heaven. And he was speaking to a large crowd. And essentially his sermon to those Jewish people who were there was to explain to them how they had missed Jesus. One week earlier, they had declared him as the Messiah. Hosanna, Hosanna. But then when he went to the cross, they fell back. They crucified him. And Peter just puts it right out there for everybody that they had crucified Jesus the Messiah. And the Bible says that when they heard this, when the crowd heard what he said, they were cut to the heart. In other words, it got to them. And here's, and they said, what can we do? I love that question. You know, you come to that point when you realize that your life is not in step with God. You realize that you're out of step with Jesus Christ. You realize that you are on the road to destruction and you need a Savior. And the question is, what can I do? And some of you might be asking that question this morning as well. You're recognizing, maybe you've been walking and struggling with this whole idea of a relationship with Jesus Christ, and you've come to a realization that you can't save yourself and that you need to be saved from your sins, and you're going like, what can I do? And here's what Peter said to the crowd, and I say it to you, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. There's the gospel. There's the response of what you do in response to Jesus Christ. Repent. Repent is more than just being sorry. Yes, you should be sorry for what you've done against God, how you've disobeyed him. But it involves more than sorrow. It involves turning away from the direction in which you're heading. The Bible tells us that we all fall short of God's glorious expectations. We're all headed towards destruction and hell. We're all headed in a direction opposed to God. And to change that, we have to repent, be sorry for our sins, and then turn away from that direction and head in the direction of following Jesus. And one of the ways that we declare that we've done that is by being baptized, of publicly saying, this is the choice and the decision I've made. And I want you to know, it might not always be easy, but you have decided this is the path I choose. This is who I want to be and who I want to follow for the rest of my life. And you receive the forgiveness of your sins and the gift of the Holy Spirit who comes to dwell within you. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Turn away from that old way of living and turn to the new life that you can have in Jesus Christ. Baptism is a significant event in the life of a believer in Jesus. It is the next step. After you personally accept him as Savior, you say, I believe in you, Jesus. I confess my sins. And I want you to forgive me of my sins. And I want to follow you for the rest of my life. Baptism is simply the next step of obedience in your decision. And so we're going to be calling forward in just a little while those who have made the decision to be baptized. But I want to say just a word to those of you here this morning who perhaps did not come planning to do this. Or maybe you were thinking about it, but you didn't make that final decision. I want to invite you this morning to put your faith in Jesus Christ, to repent and be baptized. It's not too late. You can be baptized here this morning. You don't have to wait. You can declare your faith. You can say to everyone here today, but more importantly, you can say to the God of this universe and to Jesus Christ, I don't want to keep going in the direction that I've been going in. I don't want to live a life with no hope of eternity. I don't want to continue living in my sinful ways. I don't want the heart that I have now. I want a new heart. I want a new life. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart. Cleanse me. Make me whole. Make me new. As I believe in your death, your burial, your resurrection, and your coming again. If you want to do that, then as we're going through this baptism service, and I'll invite the worship team to come on back up here. And at the same time, those of you who are planning on being baptized, if you would go over to my right, your left, and begin to line up, meet Courtney over there. and she'll begin to prepare you for the baptism. I just want to say to those of you who are kind of thinking about it, that if you decide while we're baptizing others, and we're going to, the worship team's going to lead us in some songs, if you decide, you know, I want to declare Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord, I want to take that step, I want to make that decision today, then I want you to just get up and just walk over there, see Courtney, she's in the gold sweater there, and she'll give you a t-shirt, she'll give you some instructions, and you can be baptized this morning. Let me pray. Let me pray. Father, thank you for your word. And thank you for salvation through Jesus Christ. Thank you for eternal life. More importantly, just thank you for Jesus who went to the cross and died for us. Paid it all as we started our service out today. He paid it all. We could not pay the debt that we owed. But he paid it. He did it with his death on the cross, resurrection from the dead. And I pray for those this morning who are just thinking about it, who are contemplating giving their lives over to you. Guide them and direct them.